This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is preparing to launch a new market data tool for cattle producers called the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard. The new data visualization tool will give users the ability to view and access LMR live cattle market information in a manner that is easy to use and understand. We will hear more about the new market data tool from Ag Secretary Vilsack next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A new digital tool for cattle producers will give users the ability to access live cattle market information they need to efficiently market their cattle, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We're also announcing that USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service continue to look for ways to ensure that its market news information is provided in a meaningful, accessible, and user-friendly format, and provides new and useful information to producers. In doing so, we're launching the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard.
Vilsack says the Live Cattle Data Dashboard is part of the USDA steps to enhance transparency in the cattle market,
which will give users the ability to access and analyze intuitively and in detail, past and present market data that can be easily downloaded into a spreadsheet for further analysis. AMS is also going to provide additional information on formula marketing arrangements and quality grade price distribution to provide greater transparency to the cattle markets.
He says the digital tool is being tested and further developed and will be available to producers soon.
AMS is conducting demos and testing of these new tools now with interested stakeholders, and we expect that the new tool and additional data will be fully available on an ongoing basis later this summer.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, you can find our podcast, available anytime, under the podcast tab of our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.